Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. I'm the supervisor here. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Marilyn, and my husband Joe is here as well. He unintentionally signed up for something, and we're just now realizing that that happened. Apparently, he signed up, and the first charge occurred in April. He purchased a dash cam, and apparently, in the fine print, there was something about he was agreeing to sign up, and he had 72 hours or something to cancel. Well, he didn't know that. And at any rate, I spoke with your representative, who in turn transferred me to you, and the only thing that that representative could do was to refund 50% of the most recent charge. We would like all of it refunded. I'm hoping you can help us with that because it was a total unintended thing, as well as he never received any email confirmation about this.
Okay. Let me see here. Verify the shipping address for me.
137 Purple Sage Drive, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54311.
Thank you. I do see here's for the dash cam. And yes, ma'am. He paid for a he started a trial for our dash cam and never canceled it out. So he got charged. We don't hide the information because you do have to check and agree to it before you can process the order. And I can do a 35% refund of that charge for you.
Of which charge?
The June charge.
Okay, the other person just did a 50% refund. So how is it that you can only do 35?
Yeah, I do see here issued a 50% refund for that June charge. Yeah, I can do a 35% refund for that May charge for you.
Why can't you refund all of it? You know, it was a mistake on his part. He didn't receive a single thing for this money that was taken. He didn't receive the email saying, "Hey, you signed up. You have 72 hours to get out of it." He didn't receive that.
Well, that's why we put that information there before you signed up, ma'am. So you can know what you're
Oh,
signing up for.
yeah, I understand that completely, but he didn't realize it. He didn't see it for whatever reason. And the first person said he should have received an email, which I would expect. If you buy something, you get like a receipt, an email. He didn't receive anything. And then these recurring charges apparently started in April. I'm just trying to find them on my billing statements right now, and the only one that I have actually found is the one for June. So on what I suspect, they might be labeled differently, or maybe the amount is different. Can you help me with that? Because he was charged $56.95 in June, but I don't see anything in April. Supposedly he was charged. Oh, I just found it. Power goods. In April. There it is. So I assume it's there in May as well.
Right. I said May. I said I can do a 35% refund on the May charge for you.
Right, but we need all of it refunded.
It's just owed to be valid charges, ma'am, since he did agree to it. And the best I can do for you is 50%, ma'am.
50% off of May
Yes, ma'am.
and April?
Sure. Yes, ma'am. I can
So
do that for you.
we end up instead of paying 57 times 3, which is $177, we end up paying half that. We end up paying about $90 almost for
All right.
nothing. For nothing.
Well, it's not for nothing, ma'am. It's for something he signed up for.
He got nothing. You know what I'm saying? He got nothing. Supposedly there were gift certificates involved. That's what he was signing up for, but he got nothing.
Well, he signed up for the dash cam, and we sent out a gift card voucher.
Right,
but
but didn't he did he pay for the dash cam separately? I was
no
understanding that
ma'am,
was a separate purchase.
no ma'am, he paid shipping and handling.
He paid shipping and handling for the dash cam.
Right.
So in effect, the dash cam ends up costing $90 plus the shipping and handling that he paid. What did he pay actually for that?
What did he pay for what? What do you mean?
The dash cam, the shipping on the dash cam.
$7
The
and
total
95
charge on.
cents.
So he paid $7.95 for shipping and handling for the dash cam. Plus, if you can refund half of those 3 months, it will end up being another $90. So almost $100 for that dash cam. What's that thing worth?
The dash cam is actually worth up to $200.
Up to, but that one that he got, what is it worth?
$200, ma'am.
So he got a $200 dash cam. It will end up costing him $100. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, ma'am, we'll do a 50% refund of the charges.
That's fine. It's very, very frustrating, though. Is it yours? The company you're representing is not the only one that's doing this. He's gotten tricked on this more than once.
We don't trick anybody, ma'am. Like I said, we let you know what you're signing up for, and we make you check and agree to it to let us know that you know what you're signing up for.
Well, it's tricky if you don't scroll down far enough and you don't see it. That's the tricky part.
But no, ma'am, because you have to check and agree to it before you can even process the order. We won't let you
well,
order anything without.
I understand. You know what? I didn't see it yet, but he didn't realize. So there must have been something about it that was not clear or not clear enough because he was not aware that he was signing up.
Okay. Well, the refund goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You're going to get a confirmation email to the email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. And is there anything else I can do for you?
Is there some sort of way you can confirm by email, maybe, that that's going to happen?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're going to get a confirmation email.
It's going to go to the address, the email address you have on file?
Yes, ma'am. Joe D. I think that's I or L, 8 at Yahoo. I think it's L.
It's L. Because I'd like you to, if you can send it right away, then he can verify if he receives it or not. Because the other place said, oh, we sent you emails, and then I had her try to send one while we were on the phone, and he never got it. None of them are coming through for some reason. Would you be able to send that right away?
Yes, ma'am. It's been sent.
Okay. He doesn't have his phone on him. He's going to go grab it and check it and see
okay.
if he received it. And I thank you.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, if you don't mind waiting so he can verify that he did get that email, I'll go over there where he is.
The other one's probably come in too.
Oh, so is there an email for each month that you did the 50% refund on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because he got 3 emails. Okay, great.
Is there anything
else
I can do for you?
That is it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.